Oh, Jack, how big is this game currently being played out in the Premier League? Liverpool 0-0 with Man U at half time.
Well, it's massive, but the lead up to this game has certainly been far more dramatic than what's happened on the pitch in the first 45 minutes. It's been a very kind of lacklustre game, and everyone's hoping that it certainly sparks up for the second half. But in the lead up to this game, it was very interesting because Jose Mourinho put a lot of pressure on the referee, making comments about him before the game. And the referee lives not far from Old Trafford, which was kind of a little bit of a double kind of negative for Jose Mourinho putting pressure on a referee that shouldn't be seen to be favouring his team, you know. So there's a little bit of extra spice there. And obviously the history between Jose Mourinho and Jurgen Klopp as well was also a bit of a backstory to this game. So a lot of interest in this game. Everyone's sitting here watching it. Hopefully it picks up in the next couple of minutes.
Now, Jack, you're in Croatia. What are you doing there?
Well, I'm actually covering a war crimes trial, which is a little bit different from watching the footy. But
yeah, very much.
Yes, it'll be all week. But I'm in one of the most beautiful parts of the world, Split, Croatia. And if anyone's thinking of a holiday, I can tell you what, this is one gorgeous town.
Yeah, in fact, everyone, I think it's the number one hotspot as far as tourism is concerned anywhere in the world, Croatia. Just away from that, mate, I think Nick Kyrgios has got some time, Jack, to actually probably go to Croatia and have some time off because... justifiably so. They've acted the tennis authorities. He's barred until the eve of the Aussie Open, fined $32,000. And if he agrees to see and work with a sports psychologist, he could get that reduced to 3 weeks.
Well, apparently he has agreed already to work with the sports psych and so that he will only be suspended for 3 weeks, although it is at the end of the season anyway. The ATP did not have any power over Grand Slam, so the 8 weeks very conveniently finishes just hours before the Australian Open starts. You know, I think this is a case where the ATP failed to act very early on against Nick Kyrgios with some of his behaviour and really allowed him to just dictate what his punishment may or may not be. And they're now in a situation where they're having to be seen to be doing something and try and help the player at the same time. Whether Nick Kyrgios, in 3 weeks talking to a sports psychologist, will have much impact, I don't know. It'd be nice if Nick Kyrgios could say, hey, I need a coach. Hey, I need some people around me that can actually help me. But he doesn't seem to think that he needs any help at all.
No. Yeah, just hope the penny... surely will drop soon. Surely.
I'm not sure about
that. Well,
surely.
It's just extraordinary that he goes into a press conference after we saw what happened at Shanghai Masters and immediately bags the fans for daring to turn up and support him and pay money to watch him, which eventually ends up in his pocket. And then half an hour later issues an apology saying, you know, work in progress. And to me, that smacks a little bit of PR speak. I don't see any real inclination from him yet that he really wants to change. And it's such a shame because, as we know, he's just throwing his career and his ability away. And in 10 years' time, he'll look back and think, wow, you know, that was my peak time. And what did I do? I completely ruined it.
Stuffed it up.
World Cycling in Qatar. What have we learned from that?
Yes, I don't know if you saw this, the dust storms. It was pretty dramatic at one point halfway through the race. The riders, you know, in 40 degrees, it was an incredibly flat course. The World Championships was always going to be a sprinter's paradise. And, of course, Peter Sagan won. Michael Matthews, the Australian, finished fourth. He's had a great year. He won, you know, the Paris-Nice stage there and also a stage in the Tour de France this year. So... fourth against Peter Sagan, Mark Cavendish and Tom Boonen. That was quite a very good effort. But there were a couple of lessons learned out of it. FIFA is looking at, you know, obviously with the 2022 World Cup and the dust storms and the crosswinds, even though the venues are going to be in stadiums, that's something that they're now looking at. But they've also announced the organisers that they are not able to build the 55,000 new rooms that they've promised for the World Cup, so they're planning to put 2,000 people in tents, camping out in tents like the Bedouins.
Oh, There we go.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like an unpleasant experience, your court case, but we'd like to think that you're enjoying splitting Croatia somehow. Thank you so much for that, Jacqueline. It's still 0-0, Liverpool up against Manchester United.